Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Tell Me More fiction meets memoir series by Trebbiano is described as perfectly written, thought-provoking, thoroughly engaging, a must-read series of novels. The protagonist pursues a dream culinary profession, developing his talents, advancing rapidly, and enters the world of hotels and cruise lines, finding success, defeat, enticement, love, glory, satisfaction, both professionally and in his personal life. Trebbiano was born and raised in southern Germany. Primary schooling leads to learning about his father's profession. Unhappy playing second fiddle to his firstborn brother, a second learning period led to cooking and a career that became a lifelong passion. The world opened its gates to explore the culture and culinary skills and move into management, senior hotel management positions, and cruise lines, managing luxury liners. Successful self-employment led to retirement and motivation for telling the tales. Trebbiano, author of the Tell Me More special edition of Tales, is our guest on This Week in America. Trebbiano, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
I'm really looking forward to the conversation. I love this. Series of three books. We'll be giving you all that information and talking about those as we go through the conversation today. What led you to write the series, the Tell Me More series? What was the motivation for writing this series of books?
Okay, primary motivation was basically the COVID lockdown. I just completed my sale of the business in Vermont, and came to Florida to retire, and here I'm locked up because of the pandemic. And I said, well, I can't go watch TV and die in an armchair. I have to do something. I was busy all the time. So I started writing. Never thought I would do that, but my two-finger search system on the computer got a few words down, and it got better and better and better. And then I discovered that classical music actually helped me to come up with ideas and inspirations. It brought the memories back from way back in my early days, and I actually found it very rewarding to relive my life once more with all the emotions and all the glories and happy days and sad days, yes.
I meant the book in the beginning. I said fiction meets memoir, and that really what this is. It's a lot of what Bert Trebbiano went through, fictionalized in storytelling form. It's a series of three. Tell Me More, a special edition of Tales, Volume 1, Volume 2, and Volume 3. Trebbiano is the author's name on the book series, Trebbiano. The book available, pageturner.us, the series there. His website is trebelgh.com. I'll give you that throughout the conversation, and you'll find it on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I love somebody else has the two-finger approach to typing. It's worked for me for years, worked for you in writing three books. And the classical music, an interesting addition that helped you focus and bring back these stories. Where does most of the material originate from? I mentioned a lot of this is your story. Is that the basis for the three books?
It is the basis for the most part. Then I added, of course, I added a few things to make it a little more intriguing and fun. And I wanted it to be a fiction because there are some people that may identify themselves as a person in the stories, and I didn't want to have them exploited in a way, and also to protect myself.
Yes, that's good. There's a fine line between fact and fiction, and you found that line and brought it to life in the three books in the Tell Me More series. What were some of the challenges you had well, first of all, did you start off to make it a series of three books, or did it just happen when you were telling stories?
No, it happened. I just wrote and wrote and wrote, and sometimes I got so carried away. It just got to be a huge script, which initially was two books that were over 1,200 pages. And I was then told that you'll never sell because it's going to be priced at $50 and $60. So I was advised to rewrite it and make it standard-sized books, and that's how the three series came about. At the same time, I gave it a little refresher and cleaned up some of the language. And, you know, it's the first time writing a book from a guy that never learned English in school.
Well, you did a wonderful job in writing this. I love all of the stories. How your life comes to being. Volume one starts with this young man. As I mentioned in the beginning, you really didn't want to follow in your father's footsteps. You took off on your own studying cooking, the creative aspect of the culinary arts. Talk about that, because you really found an outlet for what you wanted to do, and it took you to so many lands, meeting so many people, and a very successful career. Talk about the early days, what you talk about in volume one. How was it finding culinary skills? How did that work out for you? How did you find it?
Well, I always had a desire for that, and I had this dream or vision that I wanted to be a chef in a white jacket uniform and a tall hat and command a kitchen and then be amongst good food and create and that basically drove me. But also I had the desire to go out in the world. I wanted to go and see what's out there. And really the catalyst of that is, if you know how to cook and you're good at it, you can get a job all over the world. And that was pretty much true, which got me going. And the springboard was actually Switzerland. Switzerland has a cook's union, but it's not a union as we know it here. It's more like an educational organization, and they publish a newspaper. And in there, the whole world advertises for help because they know they can get a well-trained cook or chef. I mean, here we call them chef, but over there you're a cook. Yeah. It's a profession.
Yes.
So I answered the an ad from the Hilton in Washington, D.C., and quickly got an offer. And within 3 months, or 2.5 months, I had the green card, which was surprising because there was a quota system, and I was in a preferred quota for nationality, being German, and secondly, for cooks. And that puzzled me because I had no idea. I thought maybe there's just one cooks, but I really found out later that the cook's preferred quota was for domestic help, because as a cook in the States, you were classified by the worker category as domestic helper. It wasn't a profession then. It was later on changed by Ferdinand Metz, who founded the Culinary Institute. And he lobbied for it. And now it's a profession where they have structured teaching and apprenticeships and
yes,
all that stuff. So,
well, you excelled at that. With us on the program is Trebbiano. That's Trebbiano. He's the author of the Tell Me More, a special edition of Tales, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. Basically a fictionalized version of his life, starting off as a chef and all the success he had there. It's one thing to be a successful chef. It's another to be a successful businessman. And you were. Talk about that aspect. You moved into management. You used your instincts and your skills. You were very successful at that, not only dealing with people, but dealing with profits as well. What was that like, making that transition into the business aspect of this?
There was a stroke of luck, because I usually a chef is kept in the kitchen, especially if he's good.
Yes.
It solves a lot of problems. And general managers and so on, these guys work 9 to 5. They don't want to go in the kitchen. The chef works long hours and basically slaves his time away. But he does it also for love, because he's devoted to his craft. So what I found out was that whoever managed me, food and beverage directors, general managers, and so on, were really doing a lousy job managing people and often antagonizing those who worked hard, and I had my share of those. That drove me to the desire, wanting to get out of the kitchen. Also, it's a long hours and basically no family life. My son was raised by my wife, and I never really had any good time with him. So I wanted to get out, but I got a chance because I solved the problem in one hotel to the general manager, who was about to lose his catering contract next door. And he says, solve the problem and I will make you full beverage director. And he did keep his word, and I solved his problem with the first banquet we served. So that was easy. But he then gave me two jobs. He says, just to keep you busy, I give you also the director of catering job. So I had two positions to do, and that was a challenge at first. But I have to say thanks to secretaries that bailed me out, because I couldn't write a letter, and they just did it. Okay, they just tuned into my style of talking, writing, and bailed me every time. So whatever I had to do, they polished and made it presentable. So I was lucky. All throughout my career, I always had a good secretary that worked hand in hand with me. So, kudos to those girls. They're really underpaid.
Well, yes, and you respected them. As the stories unfold in the Tell Me More series, volumes 1, 2, and 3, you have international crews that you're dealing with. You got along exceptionally well with them, and one of the keys was honoring their culture. Talk about that aspect of that, because you were just treating them as the individuals they are, and it really, they responded, didn't they?
Yes. When you work with Asians and all kinds of nationalities, the tendency is that we look down on them, but that's wrong.
Yes,
they are valuable human beings, and they have a shyness to them, especially the Asians. They are withdrawn at first and very respectful and reserved, but you have to give them face. I learned that very quickly, and never raise your voice to an Asian employee. They will respect you for that, and then they go through fire for you. Because once you have their trust, then they are really a force to be reckoned with, because they are really producing anything and everything and go beyond. They're smart people. They're smart and very intelligent and quick learners. So I learned to appreciate that. And for me, that was a driving force to produce results way beyond that I had expected, and also my superiors. So that was a very interesting aspect of my job.
Well,
and
there's
I treasure that today.
Well, there's a lesson there for all of us. A lot of life lessons as this unfolds in the three volumes for the Tell Me More series. It's such a fascinating read. We really don't want to put the book down. We want to find out what is happening next. And in volume 2, you find out there's embezzlement going on from your predecessors. Talk about that, because things are going smoothly, and then you find out there's a real problem you have to confront.
Yeah, I walked a thin line there, but I'm an honest guy. I cannot look away when there is abuse and people that are doing shady things. They have a certain look on their face, and I've learned to read the body language of these people. And then, of course, they are usually bully and try to muscle their way through. But in real life, they're cowards.
Yes.
So I just took them on, and took them on in a way that I did not kill them I did not crucify him, but I put him in the check. You know, like you play chess, you have your queen and you have your king in check, but you don't make him checkmate yet. But he's got to behave now. And that was my objective all the time. So when I found out what happened, I just dug and dug and dug. And when I had enough evidence, I confronted them. And that was my strategy, which ultimately led to a very big coup in the company, because there was this tip sharing with management, involuntary tip sharing, I should say. And that wasn't right. People were being exploited, and I couldn't see how a young guy coming from South America or from the Philippines and works his butt off for 9 months, and he makes his money, and now he has to share it with management so they can drive a fancy car and live in a fancy house and have cufflinks and fancy clothing. And no, that's not right. That did not sound right. But I did not know how to confront that, because it flows up the chain of command. So I did find a way to work through the ship hierarchy. I always had a good relationship with the captain because I informed them. And the captains always have a pipeline to the owners of the line, of the shipping line. On that avenue, I worked the solution. And I basically got the results ultimately.
Well, yeah, you confronted that. You saw a dirty company business that was going on, must be cleaned up. And Trebbiano, Bert in real life, was there to take care of that. All of this unfolds over the course of the three volumes. Tell Me More, a special edition of Tales, Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3. Published by pageturner.us. You can buy the books on their website. His website, Trebbiano's website, is TrebbiElguh.com. All of this is on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned life at sea. There's probably a time in your life that's very exciting. Then you're a family man. All of a sudden, you'd like to figure out maybe a little bit different hours so you can spend some time with the family. And your secretary becomes what your backbone. This comes out in Volume 3. And a soulmate for life. You found romance on your job as well, didn't you?
Yeah, that was a lot of fiction, I have to admit. Maybe a life I wished I would have. So I created the ideal woman, and I made the transition from worker, because typically in the business we're in, you don't really meet people outside work. You work weekends, through holidays, when everybody else plays, you're working. And so a conventional relationship with a female will always break up. So the only option you have is basically you start socializing with the people that you work with, although it's always frowned upon, but that's your only option. So she was just a reject in a way, because there was a merger going place. I was merging with that company from a smaller company, and she was a new hire. And she had a little darker skin, so nobody wanted her, because the arrogance of the other managers just rejected her. And yet she turned out to be the best secretary that one could wish. And because of this rejection, and her and I sort of embracing this new relationship in work, boss and secretary, she worked so hard and so efficient that everybody became jealous. And that, of course, then led to romance and eventually to a wedding on board the ship, and a little daughter that comes out of that. And the little daughter is something I've always wanted but never really had in my real life. So I adopted a daughter at one time when I was in the hotel situation in Barbados. and she was a young girl that lost her father. And I changed her life by hiring her into a job that she never dreamed of. And then she asked me, would you be my father? I need a father. And she embraced that, and I embraced her. And so we had a lifelong relationship as a father and adopted daughter, which often brings me to tears because it's that deep wish I've always had and I never received.
Well, it almost brings me to tears just in hearing the story and your passion as you're telling that. I mean, the book series is so fascinating. So many great stories. You mentioned the merger. You've got two businesses with different cultures coming together, and Bert Trebbiano is trying to merge these successfully. All of this comes to life. Now, keep in mind his career involved in culinary skills, moving into management, senior hotel management positions, cruise lines, managing luxury liners. All of it comes to life in the book series, Tell Me More. A couple minutes left in the program. Let's talk about the aspect that you're involved in now, which is the publishing and the promoting. You went to Page Turner. How did that happen? And what has this been like for you, getting the book published and doing promotion and people enjoying your series of stories?
Yeah, it happened in a strange way. I was with another publisher who did the original books and never really gotten to a selling strategy. It was a lot of marketing and a lot of products and never any selling activity. And then I got this cold call from someone at Page Turner that said, look, we have your book here. And he talked about it, and he says he read it, or he is reading it. And there is somebody in the entertainment industry that's very interested in that. Would I be interested in pursuing that? And so that's how I ended up with Page Turner. Now, that gentleman faded away, had an accident somewhere in Texas, I believe, and somebody else took place, and a young lady took over the account, and she, settled my nerves because I was unsure if it's for real. It sounded too good to be true, and usually when that is, it is too good to be true. So it was a humble beginning, but then there was a person that sent me a contract, and I never really lost that feeling. Is it for real? Is it for real? You know, and whatever. And so we worked together, and she actually did a lot of work, and she settled my nerves and made me a believer. So she then became the driving force for the three volumes, Tell Me More, and republished it. She talked me into that, and then she faded away. She is on leave of absence right now, and another a gentleman took over the account. So we're working towards something like an adoption to an entertainment venue.
Yes, yes. Well, in the book,
I cannot really talk much about that because it's under a gag order. So well, they want to keep that confidential.
Well, yes.
Certainly a very enticing proposition.
Well, and the books are there, and you can find them at the Page Turner website, pageturner.us. You can find them wherever books are sold. Trebbiano's website is trebelguh.com. Link onto it by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A minute or so left in the program. What are the ambitions? What do you hope for this series? And are you writing something new now?
I actually did because the book ends with a an interesting synopsis. I had a hard time finding an ending, and I wanted an ending that is say, okay, we're done with this, but there is another prospect already at your doorstep, and that is to manage a hotel in Barbados that used to be a part of the hotel company I worked for earlier. and the one that I met, that girl that adopted me as a father.
Yes.
And the hotel has a history of a pilot. A pilot actually built that hotel because he crashed on the reef. And so there's a very interesting romantic story about piracy. And yet he was a gentleman. He turned pirate because he had to make a living. So he was stranded on that beach and he had to, you know, find a way to survive. And so he took the wood and built a hotel, and then he lured other ships into the same location and blundered them, and that became the hotel eventually. So it's it actually burned down in real life. It burned down, which I didn't know, but I describe it as being a rundown place at one point for bay mismanagement, and a rum company in Barbados took it over because it's a treasure. It's a national treasure.
Yes.
And they restored it, and they had me in sight as the operator, because the girl that became my daughter, so to speak, she married a son of that rum company. And so the story continues in a way that I will be managing that hotel.
Well, looking forward to that. And if you check Trebuelo's website, which again is TREBELGUH.com, or if you go to and order the book in Trebuelo, just click out over his name and that will take you to his books, and the new book will be there when it's available. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and all the links are there as well. The series Tell Me More, a special edition of Tales, Volume 1, Volume 2, and Volume 3. Bert Trebuelo is the pen name. The books are available wherever books are sold. Once again, I'll direct you to pageturner.us in their bookstore. Trebuelo, Bert, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Fascinating story. So much more we can talk about. Hopefully we can continue such a fascinating career that you've had. Put it in writing now, and it's a remarkable series, a must-read series of novels, as one critic. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you. Pleasure was mine.
It has been fun having you with us. The book, once again, the series of books, Tell Me More, a special edition of Tales, Volume 1, Volume 2, and Volume 3. You'll find all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.